Well, it was disappointing. I think you have to give Duke credit, especially defensively. They played their tails off. I thought they were pretty good going in the game. They didn't disappoint me. But it's like I told our team, you're not going to win a game where you snap it over your punter's head, give up a kickoff for a touchdown, give up a punt return for a touchdown, and then are anemic on offense the way we were. We're just not a very good offensive football team right now. Nobody's really – Ricky June made a couple of nice plays today, but other than Ricky, nobody makes any plays. You know, it has to be 4 yards at a time, and we don't have a skill guy who can break out, and we're not good enough at other places to make up for it. We screw up. I mean, we ran one trap play. We had to run it 5 times before we got it right. And when you do that against a team that's pretty good, it's not going to be very very good. So, you know, third down, again, we've been good forever. And today we're awful again. So and maybe we gave the quarterback too much. We made a couple of checks that we probably shouldn't have made. And that's on me. So we'll try to do better that way. But when you rush for – what we rush for, 173 yards in this offense, you're not going to win.
Well, the defense got off to a bad start, but they
thought they played really well in the second half. That's probably as good as a defense has played since I've been here in the second half.
75 yards.
They played great. They gave us every chance in the world to win the game.
How's your frustration level right now with this?
Well, I've done this a long time. I'm frustrated, but I'm sure they're frustrated too. So we got to do a better job coaching them, and we got to be better on offense. Got to be better. And then what happens is then the quarterback starts pressing, and then it gets worse, just like the last play. It's a handoff, fumble, hand it off. You know, if he don't make the first down, he don't make the first down. But that's your read. You got to hand it off. And, you know, I understand where he's at. He's trying to make plays himself. He gets frustrated. He couldn't drop back to throw without three guys right around him. So it's frustrating.
Is the offensive line maybe the thing you're most frustrated with right now, since it's the most battered group?
Well, those guys have played a lot. Yeah, you'd think that they would be better as much as they played. But really, we've got to get more production out of the B-back. We've got to get more production out of all those. You know, when you do break through, it can't be for 5 yards. You know, eventually somebody's got to make somebody miss and or break a tackle and go through a big play. You know, they're good on defense, but, you know, we help them.
With the special teams plays, guys not in the right places, or just, you know?
You know, it's hard to you look at the tape. I'm sure that, you know, I think guys just got blocked and couldn't get off blocks, missed tackles. I think we missed 2 tackles on the punt return. Kickoff return, I'm sure somebody was out of their lane.
Talked about earlier in the week about A.J. Gray getting more opportunities, and he
made some nice plays, made some big tackles and had a big interception. I thought he played great, made some nice plays.
Were the reads right on the 4th-and-1 play with less than 2 minutes when you're only at the 30?
It was a call give.
I'm sorry?
It was a call give.
What happened?
I think the left guard, I'll see it on film, I think the left guard got blown up. I think the center got blown up. Okay. I think whoever was covered got beat. You know, you'd like to have that one over again, but, again, you want to play the strength of your football team. If you got seniors up there and you got a guy who's hard to tackle, you know, that's where we're trying to go. Wish I'd thrown it on 3rd down on play action. That's what I wish.
What changes did you make defensively against Duke? It seemed like they got things going to start.
We just quit playing outside coverage where they had the easy slants on 3rd down and, you know, stopped the run so much better in the second half. In the first half, the first drive, they got the runs going, and that opened up everything else. So, you know, we tackled better in the second half.
The blocking obviously wasn't great last week, and again, it was trouble. I mean, can you put your finger on anything that explains why they're not blocking them?
I'm not so sure it was all that great last year. We had good skill guys. You know, everybody wanted to anoint those guys, and, you know, how many tackles did Sinjin and Zach Lasky and all those, you know, seniors? They're playing with a bunch of freshmen. Those guys aren't going to be the guys who make plays. Mm-hmm. You know, if you look, the skill guys are guys that haven't ever played, minus the quarterback.
You mentioned earlier that you wanted more out of the B-backs. Was there anything specific to Duke's defense that you thought you might be able to get more out of the B-back than you did?
Well, when we motioned, they were running out. It was just you know, 5-on-5 with a ball carrier or 4-on-4. We just, and there was times where we got them blocked, but we get to the second level and that guy would make the tackle or we'd fall down, you know. So it's hard to play when you make, you've got to have some big plays. You can't, they're a good defensive team, I think. I said that coming in. And you're not going to make any money when everything is 4 yards, 5 yards, 4 yards. When you get it right, it needs to be big, you know.
What's the thing, I guess, that's holding Marcus Marshall back right now? It seems like he might be the guy that could give you that.
Well, he's got to get a little tougher, and he's got to do better blocking. You can't take him out when it's a play he has to block and that kind of thing. And, you know, he's a freshman. He was playing in high school last year. I think he's got a chance to be good. But just got to see, maybe we just got to play him more. I thought Marcus Allen was doing some good stuff until he got hurt.
You said you wanted Scobe to have a little bit better vision. Mm-hmm. Was he doing, did he do that a little better today, or are you still wanting to see?
I don't know. I'll have to check and see. I mean, his long run was 11 yards. Yeah.
Ken, you have one more. Yeah, one more for Ken.
I mean, if you can summarize how you're, you must be shocked.
Not shocked. I told you 2 weeks ago. You guys might be shocked. I'm not. I'm disappointed that we didn't play better, but we weren't playing great in the first 2 weeks. We were just matched. We had people overmatched. I mean, there's no secret formula. There's nothing you do. If you cannot block people and you cannot execute and go to the right people, and sometimes the young guys aren't always going to go to the right people. They're not going to be perfect. So the guys that played have got to be better. And the defense has got to carry those young guys a little bit until they can. Now, in the second half, they did. You know, they gave them every opportunity. So that's what you take and try to build on.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah.